Welcome to Tip TV Finance, where I'm joined by Gaurav Sharma, who's an oil analyst and business editor of the International Business Times. How are you today, Gaurav?
Good morning. Good to be here.
Right. The oil market, it's still not going anywhere. This is amazing. What's happened? Is it just like been fixed?
Does give you that sense, doesn't it? Going nowhere fast. Mm. And when you talk of commodity going nowhere fast, you wonder what are the permutations. And it's been that way since a couple of days after the November 30th OPEC meeting, and then 10 days later, the 11 non-OPEC players stepped in. And we've sort of been in that mid-50s range with both benchmarks and going nowhere. So let me just quickly bring up the first chart that I sent across. And this tells you the story so far. These are all the points are the Friday closes, and there's barely been any movement whatsoever. And I think the primary reason for that is you've got a little bit of upside risk. And I say a little bit because it's still being borne out in the data. We've got a little bit of upside risk courtesy of OPEC, which is dragging the price up because of OPEC cuts and the 11 non-OPEC cuts. And then, of course, it's all about sentiment. The market thinks shale is going to fire up. Even if it doesn't fire up like it used to in 2013, 2014, there's still additional rigs. Now, this week, we had Baker Hughes saying U.S. rig count had gone up by 3 and 252 up on the year. Now, 3 up in a week is not substantial, but it's 3 one week, it's 10 another week, 4 another week, and that's the way it has been for the last 6 weeks. This keeps on happening. The market thinks the Americans are going to be on fire fairly shortly. And lo and behold, that's the downside drag. And here comes the fix. We're just stuck here. We seem to be going along this trajectory. There is one caveat, though, I will attach. If you look at the commitment of traders reports, whether you look at our neck of the woods or across the pond, there seem to be a number of long bets. The market seems to be thinking that we might be in the stalemate, this sort of 50s range, but the long calls are growing.
Right. But, I mean, the issue is you've got the negative from the shale producers, and where are the positives coming from?
The only positive that I can say on the horizon, I use the word positive advisedly, is that OPEC might sit down in May and decide, you know what, guys, let's just extend the cuts for another few months, or at least a quarter or thereabouts. Now, there's a big if on there. Last week, we had the International Petroleum Week in London, and at the Gulf Intelligence Forum, our old friend, the Qatari oil minister, or the energy minister, rather, Mr. Al-Sada was there, and he said, well, you know, it's too early to say what impact this is happening, and who knows? We expect the market to balance at some point in the third quarter. Now, was he giving a gentle nudge that OPEC might extend the cuts for another 3 months? If that happens, if you could have the second chart, please. If that happens, then there is some substance. So if you look at this, these are forward projections by the EIA and, of course, Sukden Financial. And what it tells us is, well, we've got the consumption there, we've got the world production, which is the blue line, and, of course, the implied stock balance. It is all coming together nicely over the third quarter of 2017, and I've spoken to people who've come together. I've spoken to the EIA, one of the EIA analysts as well, and this is all predicated on one thing alone, that OPEC and their 11 non-OPEC partners decide they all sit down on the 25th of May and say, well, let's just extend this for another few. Otherwise, even this might be a little skewed.
Right, but I mean, isn't the clue also that for the first time we heard of non-OPEC, so it was a universal agreement that was provided. And finishing off at the low 50s is the perfect price.
I think so. It keeps everybody...
It's median. Everybody's yes. Equally happy and equally unhappy.
It doesn't exactly balance some of the sheikdoms' budgets, but it keeps their social programs ticking along nicely. For the U.S. shale players, anything above 45, I said even anything above 35, is a bonus. These guys have gone. There is actual empirical evidence that some of these independent shale players have gone and they've hedged at about 50. And I think this is the optimum price, and hence your assertion that is this some kind of a fix? I think it very well is. It might not have been planned as such, but it's a level that keeps everybody happy and nobody's going anywhere fast.
Right. And the other thing is we're still waiting for confirmation of Donald Trump's infrastructure and tax plans. Is that going to be an influence on the oil market?
It's good for the U.S. players. And I think it was, you know, with all the sort of side politics related to immigration and everything else, it was a number of, like, for instance, the UAE government, the Saudi government, all come out and actually said Donald Trump has been good for the oil and gas business. I think one of the countries I mentioned has a similar sort of ban on the other seven. And of course, Saudis finding the Iranians on the wrong side of Mr. Trump probably pleases them a lot. You know, it's the geopolitical mix of the Middle East. And there are certain parties who have come out and quite been on record and said that Donald Trump is good for the oil markets. Domestically, it will give a boost as well. But in terms of keeping the price where it is, if U.S. production fires up, I think the pull could be downwards rather than upwards.
Gaurav Sharma, oil analyst and business editor at the IB Times, thank you very much for coming in today.
Pleasure.